Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Well, a lot coming your way over the next couple of days and hopefully into the weekend as well. We've been covering high school softball and baseball at the tournament level for the last few weeks, and it really kind of all comes down to this. We are in the Final Four, and tomorrow, Keystone will be taking on Fairfield Union in the state semifinal. Tim Elkhorn will have the call. He joins us now here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, fresh off his vacation. All the way down south of the border. He's got a nice little tan going on right now. You have a nice week away?
I think the tan is more from my backyard, because when I got home, it was a hayfield. It wasn't a backyard. And Sunday and Monday, I was out there for several hours, you know, just trying to get it down to a manageable level. So, you know, hey, sun is sun. We'll take it anywhere we can get it. Let's hope we get it tomorrow afternoon in Akron, because there's some thunderstorms in the forecast. I don't want to deal with that at Firestone Stadium, so let's hope the sun stays out tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, without question, nothing can redirect your plans more than a little bit of rainfall. And again, there's supposed to be some tomorrow. How much, we don't know. But again, that facility's always kept in tip-top shape.
Oh.
I mean, they know how to handle things like this.
Yeah, phenomenal facility, great atmosphere. One of the best things the OHSAA did several years ago now was move the state Final Four in softball from Ashland. And not that they didn't do a great job, but over to Akron and Firestone Stadium. It's a great facility. Incredible sight lines, just the atmosphere. It's terrific. So, hey, if you're a Keystone fan, we'd love to have you listening tomorrow afternoon, but make that drive down to Firestone. The kids would love it. The community does support that team, there's no doubt. So let's hope there's a large contingent of purple up at Firestone Stadium on Thursday.
Well, one of the things I had learned about this area when I was hired about a year and a half ago was that wait till you see the softball in this area. It's really, really good. And last year, you were kind enough to send me to Tiffin to show me just how good the softball in this area was when I got my first chance to see some Keystone softball. And wow, I mean, I was blown away by just how good that team was. But I was told that team not nearly as good as the team they've got this year. Holy cow, is this team loaded. I mean, we can go through some of the individual names here on this roster, but I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. An unblemished 32-0 record this year. And can we start with the pitching? I mean, Sydney Campbell, 27-0. She's never given up more than two runs at a start this year.
How about a 0.23 ERA? That's staggering. Sydney Campbell really made her mark 2 years ago when she came on in relief in the state championship game as a freshman and kept Keystone in that ballgame. They didn't end up winning it, but she had a remarkable performance. And I remember walking out that Saturday going, this girl has an incredible future in front of her. And boy, she has lived up to all expectations, just having a phenomenal year this year. Keystone gets a run or two, and they've got a vaunted offense. They're thinking, we've got this thing won. I mean, we've got Sydney Campbell in the circle, and she literally shuts people down. I mean, she has been that dominant a pitcher. So, yeah, I mean, in the game of softball, that's what you need. You need that dominant girl in the circle, and boy, Sydney Campbell has been that and so much more for Keystone this year and in her career, and she's only a junior.
Yeah, well, and that's the scary part. We'll get to that in a minute. Only five seniors, I believe, on this team, if I'm not mistaken, which is even scarier for all the opposition next year, too. I mean, but the five seniors clearly playing big roles on this team as well. What about Maddie Nunez? 11 home runs on the year, and that's at the high school softball level, Division II. That's a lot when you consider they've played 32 games this year. That's a pretty impressive year.
She's got tremendous power. I mean, and again, as a senior, you think, well, she kind of has elevated, you know, to this role. She's been hitting the softball like that since she was a freshman and a sophomore at Keystone. It just speaks to the status of their program and these girls that have been playing in LaGrange since they're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. I mean, but Maddie Nunez, she steps into that batter's box and she strikes fear into the girl that's in the circle for the other team, because, as you said, her numbers are just gaudy. She can hit the ball to all fields. She can hit for average. She can hit for power. You mentioned the 11 home runs. She is just a dominant force in the plate. She really is.
Speaking of dominant forces at the plate, wait, what about Autumn McCourt? She's hitting .648 on the year. We mentioned the 32 wins on the year. They're 32-0. Tim, she's got 51 RBIs this year. 51 RBIs in 32 games. That's crazy good.
Well, there's no weak link in the Keystone batting order. I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll watch a team and they're pretty strong 1 through 4, 1 through 5, maybe even 6. And then you get to 7, 8, and 9, you take a breather. That's not the case with Keystone. And Autumn McCord, Kent State commit. She's going to be a golden flash. But no, she's just another one of those hitters. And as I said, when you're the opposing pitcher and it's just one after the other, there is no weak point in that Keystone batting order. And, you know, I had a chance to take part in a teleconference with Keystone head coach Jim Piazza earlier today, and he talked about the fact that this Keystone team, and coaches don't like to compare teams, and I get that because that's not fair to other teams, but he said it's probably as deep a team as he's ever brought to the Final Four. There is no weak spot in the batting order. Their defense is just lights out, and they've got a dominant pitcher. They're the whole package with only 5 seniors.
Well, and you were telling me earlier this week, too, I mean, they've got, what, like 10 Division I commits, something like that?
Yeah, he rattled them off this morning in the teleconference, and I'll be sure to jot all the notes down. But, yeah, Kent State, Akron, CSU, Oakland, a couple of smaller schools, Muskegon, that's where his daughter Brooke is going, Ashland, and the list goes on and on. But that's the depth of the program. That's the quality of the players that they have at Keystone. I mean, literally around the diamond, those girls have already committed to beyond Keystone High School to continue their softball careers. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is, and it speaks volumes about the strength of this program, and it's been this way for quite some time. Would you agree it's almost gotten to the point now where it's expected for them to get this far every year?
It is, and that's not fair. It really isn't fair because, yes, this is their 17th Final Four for this group of seniors this year. It's the 4th straight trip they've made to the Final Fours. They don't know what it's like not to make the Final Four. And yet, as Jim will tell you, you kind of start fresh every year. Now, they start with the tradition, and they start with this unbelievable talent level because the girls have been playing since they're younger. But to kind of raise the bar that high to say Final Four or bust, Final Four or your season's not even a success, I don't know if that's fair. But as you said, that's now the expectation. And what an expectation to live up to. And yet, again, Jim in the teleconference this morning, he mentioned they have a T-shirt that they wear at Keystone that says, "Pressure is a privilege." I thought, man, that's a great quote because it does bring pressure. I mean, when the whole community and the whole school and the whole Northeast Ohio area just goes, yeah, Keystone will be back. I mean, that brings pressure with it. But as he said, that's a privilege because your program is that good.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. I mean, again, before I came here, I had heard about how great the Keystone softball was and how great the softball was in this area, period. Now, I know we don't want to compare teams, but sometimes that's what we do here. Well, you know, last year you were down at Firestone, right? And you had the opportunity to call a couple of Final Four games and then, of course, the state title game. Elyria won the state title with a very, very young team. And Keystone, while they do have 5 seniors, I don't think they're nearly as young as that Elyria team was. But is it safe to say that, you know, those two teams are kind of polar opposites in that regard? Elyria got there with so many underclassmen.
Yeah, boy, that's a great point. I hadn't really thought about that as far as comparing those two teams. This Keystone team, though, there's a lot of girls on this year's team, even though they may not be seniors. As I said, this team has been to the Final Four now 4 straight years. So they've been in that Final Four environment as freshmen, as sophomores, now this year the juniors, and of course the seniors. So they kind of know what that's all about. And again, they know what the expectations are. Elyria, on the other hand, again, great program, great tradition. Kent Fennick, Hall of Fame coach. I mean, obviously the parallels are there. Yeah, I don't know if last year everybody thought Elyria was going to be in the Final Four. I think there's some dissimilarities as far as Division I and Division II, whereas Keystone, as we were alluding to earlier, it's almost expected they're going to be there. I think people look at Elyria, Amherst, the other teams in Division I, the regional up in Clyde. You've got to earn your way to the Final Four in Division I, and don't take that the wrong way. Not that Keystone doesn't, but I don't think the programs in Division II are up to the Keystone level, whereas the programs in Division I, man, it's a battle to get down to the Final Four.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, What do we know about Fairfield Union, the opponent for Keystone tomorrow afternoon?
You talk about a study in contrast. First ever trip to the Final Four.
Wow.
So you're taking on a team that has been there 17 times and has been there 4 years in a row. And again, hats off to Lancaster. I mean, this is their first ever trip. You got to get there for the first time sometime. You know, it's kind of that David versus Goliath type of scenario. But I also had a chance to listen in on the teleconference with their head coach this morning. And their philosophy is, you know what? We got here. Nobody expects us to do anything. Everybody says, yeah, you're playing Keystone. He thinks that that almost makes their girls a little bit more relaxed. Like, hey, we've got nothing to lose. It's our first trip to Firestone. I mean, they're there to win, but when the expectations perhaps aren't as high as they are for Keystone, you can go out and play free and easy. So, you know, we'll see how it affects them. I'm sure there'll be some yips, as they like to say, for Lancaster. But I think once you settle into the ball game, unless Keystone just jumps on them early, which could very well happen, if they can hang around, all of a sudden, you know, the onus, the pressure then grows on Keystone because you're the team expected to win.
See, I think that's a great point. I think the way these games start, especially in situations like this, where, as you mentioned, you've got a team that expects to get there every year, and then you have another team that's there for the first time. The way these games start, they mean so much because, as you alluded to, look, if Keystone jumps on you early, all of a sudden you're Fairfield Union, you're thinking, well, we're just lucky to be here, right? I mean, maybe we couldn't hang with these guys.
It was nice to be here.
Right. But then, you know, as you know, I mean, the confidence just grows. It manifests itself with every inning that you're within a run of a team like that. It's crazy how that works.
Well, different sport, but, you know, to use the analogy, Lorain High in boys basketball this spring. You know, they go down to Akron, and I don't think a lot of folks gave them too much of a shot against St. Ed's. They're hanging around. Their confidence grows. And you can see those shoulders sagging a little bit from those St. Ed's guys. Lorain pulls the shocker. Then they go to Toledo to take on Toledo St. John on their home floor, basically, University of Toledo. Again, not a lot of folks gave Lorain a shot. Hanging around. All of a sudden, those shots got a little bit tighter for St. John's, and Lorain thinking, hey, we're playing on house money right now. So, yeah, the analogy is true in any sport. If you're the underdog, the more you hang around, the more the pressure grows on the favored team. So I'm sure, believe me, Keystone's been there. As I said, there's no weak link in that offense. I'm sure they're going to come out tomorrow and just try to jump on Fairfield Union, pound the softball, get a lead for Sidney Campbell, and kind of go from there. I mean, that's been their recipe for success throughout the tournament so far.
All right, before we cut you loose, we've got to ask you what's your favorite part about making that trip down to Akron. Do you have any favorite spots you like to hit down to Akron? Do you have any favorite landmarks that you pass by on your drive down to Akron? What's your favorite part about making that trip down to Rubber City?
My favorite part, I mean, well, there's a few restaurants around the ballpark that I've had to sit in through rain delays.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that 12:30 start is now a 4 o'clock start. Well, we better go get something to eat then.
All right.
There's a couple of restaurants. I'll tell you what I like. It's a very simple drive. For you softball fans that have never been there, I don't know why you wouldn't have gone. But, again, very simple. Ohio Turnpike to Route 8. Take Route 8 south to Wilbeth. I know it by heart. You go right on Wilbeth, and that takes you right to the ballpark. Well, there's a point when you're coming up Wilbeth, and there's a bit of a hill. And as you get to the crest of the hill, you look off to your right, and there's Firestone Stadium. And you kind of see it from the behind right field, but you're looking down onto the stadium because the stadium kind of sits in a gully, per se.
Okay.
It's a really cool view. And if you're going when one of the games is still being played, you can kind of see the action from up there. Or if you're going for one of the early games, you can kind of see them getting the field ready. It's just a really neat perspective. And there's a red light right there. So you're kind of sitting on the hill and you're looking over. And it just gives you a great vantage point of the ballpark. And you're thinking, man, this is why we do what we do. Here we go. Let's get in the parking lot and get in the building and have some fun. And believe me, it's been our privilege, really, at WEOL to carry all these games for so many years. And I think that's it for me. When I get to that point of the hill where I look over and there's the park, I go, this is fun. This will be a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for Keystone this weekend. I'm not in the prognostication business, but something tells me they're going to bring some hardware back to LaGrange.
Very nice. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope they're playing through the weekend. No question about that. A pleasure to have you back in the States, my friend.
Well,
yeah, glad to have you back. And hopefully this isn't your only trip to Akron this week.
I'll be there on Saturday. I can tell you that. I'm doing some games for the OHSAA network, too. So I know I'll be there Saturday, but I think I'll be there Saturday for Keystone as well.
I was just about to say, you just told us you're not in the prognostication business, right?
Well, and I am very thankful that the OHSAA asked me to be a part of their OHSAA radio network. So I'm actually calling the two Division IV semi-games and then the Division IV final game on Saturday. But I'll be busy with D2 as well.
Yeah, no question about that. Thanks, as always, for the time, my friend.
All righty, Bull. Thank you.
All righty. Again, Tim Elkhorn has the call for that game for you coming up tomorrow. Keystone taking on Fairfield Union. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.